Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, know that it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans, he has purposes, and he's pursuing them this day with you for a particular reason, and that is why you are listening in. He's trying to reach out to you and get your attention. So take the time and listen up. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined and is still shining in darkness. But the darkness simply doesn't have, they didn't have it then, they don't have it now, the ability to overcome the light and take it down, to subdue it or dominate it. People, his truth is marching on. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, my daughter, attend to my word. Put it first place, people. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, those words, not depart from your eyes. Always keep them in front of your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all your flesh. For keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And know that for truth, it's the spirit of life. And as you feed on God's word, it will bring life and health to all your flesh. You just have to do it continuously and consistently on a regular basis. And Jesus is the word of God. You know, as I've said so many times back into the book of John, the word became flesh. In the first chapter of the book of John, the word became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. He came down here, stepped out of eternity for a particular purpose, to pay a price for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves. And in that process, by then receiving him for who he is, Lord and Savior, being able to be hooked up back with him in right standing with our Father God in heaven, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with the precious Holy Spirit here to lead us and guide us into all truth, and go forward in our lives with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, no matter what's going on in the world today. There's a lot of shaking going on. God promised us that one more time he would do the shaking. And you know, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So that which cannot be shaken is what remains. And there's a whole, it should be obvious to everybody listening to this broadcast that there is a whole lot of shaking going on. And it's his voice that shook, that is shaking now. And this one more time signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And what's being left to remain is the kingdom of God. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. All the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all his. And through this shaking, everything that's going on in the world right now that is not of God is being revealed, and it's being uncovered and brought out into the life, and it's being turned down because, you know, God's preparing the earth for his soon coming return. And you know, his desire is that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yes, absolutely. You know, he's coming back. Before he comes back, he's coming back for a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle. He told us how to pray, and in the beginning of that prayer that starts off with, "My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Things are going swimmingly in heaven for everybody who's arriving there. More people now are arriving on a daily basis than ever before. But it's still, at the same time, many are not getting there. And, you know, but what we're seeing, because we've prayed that prayer for so long, 2,000 years now, we've been praying that prayer, we're seeing the manifestations of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven at an unprecedented rate. And all this shaking that's going on is not just going on here in the United States, which we see great evidence of, but it's going on throughout the entire world, including Israel. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So we are going forth in great victory like never before. President Trump calls it the golden age for America. Never has there going to be another golden age like this one, that's for certain. So get in on it. You know, God's, again, his desire is that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So don't miss your opportunity to get in on it. You know, before I go farther into the broadcast, let's get the particulars out of the way. How can you contact us here at the ministry? You can do so in one of several ways, Touched by Him Ministries. You can go to our website at TBHM, Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org, or you can type in touchedbyhim.org in your browser, whatever device you're using, a tablet, a smartphone, a computer, you can type in that information in the browser and you will find us. You'll land on our page, and on the home page, at the bottom of that page, you'll find our mailing address, our phone number, and our email. Our mailing address is Touched by Him Ministries, and it's P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. On the phone, you can contact us, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your message. If you're calling for prayer, tell us what your prayer request is. We'll immediately come into agreement with you, and where two or more agree asking anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, he will do it for us. And there's great healing, great signs and wonders following now, all who shall believe, like never before, a miracle healing manifestation of God's ability as Christ the healer is happening everywhere, and this is for you. So don't give up just because the world may have given up on you, and don't live in fear. Just take Jesus at his word. And know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this includes sickness and disease. He paid the price for you at the cross. He bore all of our sickness and all of our pain on the cross. And by his stripes, the beating that he took for us on the way to the cross, we are healed. So you can, on the phone call, if you want us to get back in contact with you, just request it. If you do get our voicemail, and we will get back in contact with you, leave us a number in which we can get back in contact with you, and we'll stay at it. Also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. That's a great way for you to get your prayer requests in here. We'll get back to you with a response. We don't always get them. If you're listening on the radio, you may not get them immediately that day, but within a day or so, we'll have a response back to your prayer request, come into agreement with you. We'll print your prayer requests out, and we keep them in a stack, and we lay hands on them, you know. God is a God who answers prayer, and he's told us, and I've said it so many times over the air, where where two or more, this is Jesus talking here now, where two or more ask anything of the Father in line with his word, he will do it for us in the name of Jesus. So if we ask in the name of Jesus and it lines up with his word, then he'll do it. And health and healing is one of God's fortes. You know, he is Christ the healer, always was, he is, and always will be. Blessed be his holy name. And this healing power that's going out from this broadcast this day is for you, no matter what it is that you're up against. So do not give up. Keep the faith and go forward in the victory. So also at touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org, you can find media page. And if you click on that media page, when you go there, you'll find out, you'll see a series of radio weeks that includes this week, which this will be the 9th of March, but you can also listen to the previous radio broadcast as well on the week of March 2nd, February 23rd, February 16th, and so on. You can read all those broadcasts or listen to all those broadcasts on a regular basis. And if you're traveling down the highway, tune in. We post up one broadcast every week to the website for you to listen to, and you can feed on it. You know, God's word is food. It's life and health to all your flesh. You know, keep it coming in your ears and in your eyes. When you do that, a bunch, you're filling up that vessel inside of you that contains the word of God. And then as that vessel gets filled up with God's word, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth will speak. That vessel inside of you, as it fills up with God's word, and we've already read a bunch of God's word to you right now over this broadcast, will eventually spill out of your mouth, and you'll speak it into your circumstance. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. And at the same time that that's going on, also remember this, that you must forgive. If you have anything against anybody, simply forgive them. And then that way you can go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And we are coming into serious victory here and right now. So you can listen to these broadcasts on the radio. You can stream them going on down the road. All you truckers out there and all you travelers that are constantly going east and west or north and south through Mesa County or Garfield County, you can also hear this broadcast live based out of the radio station in Glenwood Springs. You can hear this broadcast and feed on it on a regular basis. God's doing great and mighty things that you're going to find, you know, just beyond anything that you thought of conceivably, how good he really is. God is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. If you choose not to receive his blessing by receiving him and going forward with him, well, you're gonna reap what you sow. And unfortunately for you, when you believe in and act on lies, when people tell you that Jesus isn't the Christ and is the Son of God and tries to turn you away from him, or you start believing on your own in something else, they've taught you something else, you know. You've learned in school that it's science that matters and not God. You know, all I can do is pray for you and hope that you and that God, and he'll send laborers across his path so that you will be without excuse. God sees to it that all people who stand before him will stand before him without excuse. He gives you plenty of evidence for you to know that and reveals himself to you through the evidence and the people that cross your path on a daily basis. Yet if you still reject him, then you're going to end up paying a price that you didn't think you would have to pay. Jesus paid the price for our sins. When you believe in him and invite him into your life, you know, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And when you do that, believing, you immediately get transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you will have the victory that he promises in your word, in his word, and all words are a yes and amen. All the promises of Christ are yes and amen in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing. So, you know, listen to that word on a daily basis. Stream our broadcast going down the road over your devices. It seems like everybody's connected in every way at all times to the internet. Blessed be his holy name. And so instead of feeding the junk that the world's trying to feed into you, you can feed off of God's word. And again, it will always reap. You reap what you sow, people. What you believe in and act on bears results. The problem is when you believe in and act on a lie, you always end up somewhere else than where you were thought you were headed. But when you believe in and act on God's word and you stay with it, then you can walk in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Understand this. It's not a cakewalk. When the music stops down, you look down and you get your reward at the cakewalk. It's not like that. You have to stand your ground. You know, tribulation comes for the word's sake. As I've sowed word into your life and you believe it and receive it and act upon it, keep after it, because Satan will come immediately to try to get it out of you. He gets that word sown into your heart by your own confession. You have what you say, people. What you believe in and act on bears results. Read Mark chapter 4 about the sower and the parable of the sower who sows the word. Everything you believe in and act on, you say you're going to do it and you go out and do it, that's going to bear a result. And ultimately, in the end, if it's based on God's word, you're going to have your victory. If it's not, you're going to end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going, and you've got to begin again. I like it. I likened my life unto being in a pinball machine. I'd pull the silver hammer and send the ball up and around the bend, and it would go down through a bumper and then start heading off in a direction and maintain that direction until I hit another bumper, and then it would go off in another direction, continuing on in the game as you went. You'd hit it with the flippers. When you believe in and act on lies, you end up someplace else than where you thought you were going. So just changing directions isn't enough. You know, look unto God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. He is for you. And when you turn unto him, and not just any God, I'm talking about the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When you do that and you get in on him, you're going to live victory. And when you stand your ground, the enemy may come, but you resist the devil, he will flee. Turn away from sin, repent, and go forward again in Christ Jesus and live the victory. If you stay with it, you will experience the victory. God is for you, people, the God of all creation. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? He's always with you. When you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in you right there at that moment and goes forward with you wherever you go, and whenever you call upon him, he will answer. Blessed be his holy name. And I got a whole bunch of scriptures for all of that. And it's important for all you believers out there right now who are already out there to start contending and defending the faith. And we must rescue truth so that truth can rescue us. And that's what we need to start doing. You know, justice is turned away backward, and righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God stands far off. The truth has fallen in the streets. City forums and uprightness cannot enter the courts of justice. So, and justice is falling everywhere, people. So get with God and go forward with him. That is where your victory lies. Sanctify the believer, people. Purify, consecrate, separate them from yourself, make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. That's John 17:17. And he's telling you what to do and how to get with it. You know, get after God. You can do it easily by receiving his word, studying it daily, reading it out loud, focusing on it a little bit, meditate on it. When you make time for God every day in your life, he will make time for you. The creator of time will make sure that you get everything you need to done in a day, and you will get it all accomplished when you do that. Because when God goes out before you, as I said, he'll make your way prosperous. You will have good success. You know, lean upon him and not your own understandings. Don't try to figure out things that you don't need to figure out. Just trust God at what you're doing going forward, and look unto him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And believe it or not, when you got translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God by receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you were given the very same spiritual force of faith that God uses to speak the word over things, and it all comes to pass. You have that very same force of faith working in with you. It's a spiritual force. It's the opposite of fear. And when you get a bad report, speak the opposite of what that report says based on God's word. And that word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. You do have to be of good courage. You know, you've entered into a war against the enemy of darkness, against the enemy of your soul. But the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. So I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. So that's 1 John 1:6. Guard and keep with the greatest care the precious and excellency adapted truth which has been entrusted to you by the help of the Holy Spirit who makes home in us. You know, so study and be eager and do your utmost to present yourself to God approved, tested by trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. So get after it, people. Listen to these broadcasts as they go forth before you, and they'll feed your spiritual. They'll be spiritual food to you, and you can go forward in victory. So contend, people. For you Christians out there that are believers, it's time to contend. You see people standing up all over the place, including in our government, in law enforcement. I tell you, I'm just so excited and so amazed about all the good stuff that is going on. But it's happening everywhere throughout our country, and it's been happening at a very robust level ever since President Trump won the election in November, and even more so since January 20th. But government, media, arts and entertainment, business, education, religion, family, it's all, people are speaking up in all these areas of influence in our society, more so now than ever before. And it's important that you sound the alarm and awaken yourself. It's time for that. So reject any form of compromise and complacency in any area of your life when it comes to Christ. In Christ the King, we are more than conquerors. So be strong and of a good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. God is with you, people, and that's so important to understand. That comes from the book of Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. So, you know, how do we contend? I'll tell you, it's not that difficult. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the brother of James, he writes this letter to those who are called and chosen early, dearly beloved by God the Father, and separated, set apart, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy, soul, peace, and love be multiplied to you, beloved, my whole concern. This is Jude talking here, to write to you in regard to our common salvation. But I found it necessary and was impelled to write you and urgently appeal to and exhort you to contend for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints, the faith which is that sum of Christian belief which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. I'll tell you, God is so good, so good. And for certain men have crept in stealthily, gaining entrance secretly by a side door. Their doom was predicted long ago. Ungodly, impious, profane persons who perverted the grace, the spiritual blessing and favor of our God into lawlessness and wantonness and immorality, and disown and deny our sole master and Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. And remember here, I'm talking about contending for the faith, Christian. All you believers out there, it's important for you to stand up and be counted. Now, I want to remind you, though, you were fully informed once for all that though the Lord at one time delivered a people out of the land of Egypt, he subsequently destroyed those of them who did not believe, who refused to adhere to, trust, and rely upon him, and angels who did not keep, care for, guard, and hold to their own first place of power, but abandoned their proper dwelling places. These he has reserved in custody in eternal chains, bonds under the thick gloom of utter darkness until the judgment and doom of the great day, the wicked are sentenced to suffer, just as Sodom and Gomorrah, the adjacent towns, which likewise gave themselves over to impurity and indulge in unnatural vice and sensual perversity, are laid out in plain sight as an exhibit of perpetual punishment to warn of everlasting fire. Nevertheless, in like manner, these dreamers also corrupt the body, scorn and reject authority and government, and revile and libel and scoff at heavenly glories, the glorious ones. But when even the archangel Michael, contending with the devil, judiciously argued about the body of Moses, he dared not presume to bring an abusive condemnation against him, but simply said, "The Lord rebuke you," talking to Satan, "but these men revile, scoff, and sneer at anything they do not happen to be acquainted with and do not understand, and whatever they do understand physically, that which they know by mere instinct, like irrational beasts, by these they corrupt themselves and are destroyed." And that's what you see happening before you now, people, happening everywhere. "Woe to them, for they have run riotously into the way of Cain and have abandoned themselves for the sake of gain. It offers them following the heir of Balaam and have perished in rebellion like that of Korah. These are hidden reefs, elements of danger in your love feasts, where they boldly feast sumptuously, carousing together in your midst without scruples, providing for themselves alone. They are clouds without waters, swept along by the winds, trees without fruit at the late autumn gathering time, twice doubly dead, lifeless and plucked up by the roots, wild waves of the sea flinging up the foam of their own shame and disgrace, wandering stars for whom the gloom of eternal darkness has been reserved forever. It was of these people, moreover, that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied when he said, 'Behold, the Lord comes with his myriad of holy ones, 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the impious, holy, unholy ones of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in such an ungodly way, and all the severe, abusive, jarrings, things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are inveterate murmurers, grumblers, who claim of their lot in life, going after their own desires, controlled by their passions. Their talk is boastful and arrogant, and they claim to admire men's persons and pay people flattering compliments to gain advantage. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions which were made by the apostles, the special messengers of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. They told you beforehand in the last days, in the end time, there will be scoffers who seek to gratify their own unholy desires, following after their own ungodly passions. It is these who are agitators, setting up distinctions and causing divisions, merely sensual creatures, carnal, worldly-minded people, devoid of the Holy Spirit and destitute of any higher spiritual life. But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Guard and keep yourselves in the love of God. Expect and patiently wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, which will bring you unto life eternal. And refute, so as to convict some who dispute with you, and on some have mercy who waver and doubt. Strive to save others, snatching them out of the fire, on others take pity, but with fear, loathing even the garment spotted by the flesh and polluted by their sensuality. Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exultation with unspeakable ecstatic delight, to the only one God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, splendor, majesty, fight, and dominion, and power and authority before all time and now and forever unto all eternity. Amen." You know, that's right out of the Amplified Version, reading that for you there. And you know, this is how we are to contend. And it's the book of Jude there. So read it again for yourself and go with it, man. God is for you. Put on the armor for war. You know, that's Ephesians 6, 11 through 8. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies that you may be able to successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. You know, get with it, people. You know, contend for the faith. This is the time for you to speak up in every area of your life. They're trying to get into your family. Education is trying to try to circumvent your family and take your authority away as a parent to your kids. Religion, there's so much untruth in religion today, claiming to be Christian that's not there. In education, I mean, we got to get after education. In business, arts and entertainment, media, and in government, all this is going on right now in everywhere, not just here in the United States, not just here in the state of Colorado, not just here in Mesa County or Delta County or Garfield County or Rio Blanco County or Montrose or Gunnison County. I tell you, it's going on throughout the entire world. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. And it's time for you to get out there and contend for the faith, believers. And all you have to do is be encouraged. Hopefully you received some of that encouragement today from this broadcast, and hopefully going onward into what God's doing in the future here. And boy, let me tell you, the shaking's going to continue. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep continuing on. And at the same time, God's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. His glory is manifesting everywhere. And it's not going to stop until the whole earth, from this point going forward, in the year 5785, in the year 2025, from this year going forward, God's truth is marching on, and the outpouring of his spirit will not stop until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon him, Lord, and be gracious unto him this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.